Being here tonight, I miss being here. I preached last night down in Monroe at a preacher's fellowship. God bless it. I was the first preacher to preach. Sometimes it's hard to be the first preacher to preach, and then sometimes it's good. I mean, you get up and you just got a fresh slate there, and you just get up and preach. And I like that. But the Lord was good to us, and about to preach, and I'm going to preach this morning. And thank God for y'all praying for me. Just keep praying. And I tell you, God's good. I'm glad I'm saved and born again. I'm glad my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad I know if I die right now, I know where I'm going. I know that I'm going to a home up heaven on high. And I'm going to go up there, Brother Keith. And one day that's going to be the last move I do make. I tell you what, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm so ready to get out of this sin-sick world. Every way you turn, there's nothing but sin. But I tell you, when we get there, there'll be a perfect peace. There'll be no sin no more. There'll be no heartaches, and there'll be no sickness. That's just a time, buddy, we just got waiting to see. If you have your Bibles, turn over to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26, appreciate the preacher asking me to preach. Thank God for that. Over Matthew 26, and look down with verse 69, it says, Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And why, after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. And then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Yeah. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And thankful of Calvary, the blood and lamb, the goodness of God. Now, Lord, I ask you to drive back the opposing powers of hell. I pray, God, you help me preach, Lord, that preach Jesus, God. That's all they are to preach. That's all there is. There's only way to heaven. There is no other way. Preach, Lord, just touch me. Help me to be able to preach the Word of God. And, Lord, God, I get in a hurry a lot of times. Help me to slow down. God, my tongue gets all tied up. But, Lord, I know, God, you can take care of all that. I pray, Lord, right now, if there be one here lost, they might get saved. Anyone walking afar off, they might come back unto the Lord. I pray, God, you'd move in a great and mighty way in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to preach just for a little bit on to the bottom and back. To the bottom and back. If anybody went to the bottom of the barrel, old Peter did. And Peter went down to where he was totally, there was nothing. He went down the word. He'd done things that Christians shouldn't have done. And as long as you're in the flesh, you're going to do this. You're able. I'm able right now to get out of the will of God. Made no telling what you're able and capable of doing. In this fleshly body, if you don't stay close to God and you don't have the power of God on you, you can do anything in this fleshly body. This flesh is subject to the devil unless you beat it and bring it under subjection. And you got to make it and do what you want it to do for the Lord and stay close to God. But if we come here and we see that he went to the bottom and back, old Peter forsook Jesus. Even there in Matthew 26:33, it says, Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet I will never be offended. And he sat there, buddy, he took that stand and said that with all his might. He'd never be offended. But yet what did he do? He turned around and denied Jesus Christ. It says in Hebrews 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Old Peter turned his back and he forsook Lord Jesus Christ. He forsook the faith that he had. He didn't have the faith to trust in the Lord no more. He turned and walked away from him. It said, and denied and said he didn't know this man. He didn't know him because he done got the flesh. The devil done showed him. He got ahead of himself and he went to denied Jesus Christ and walked away. And you're capable, I'm capable of doing this at any time. To the bottom and back. You've been to the bottom before. I've been to the bottom before. I don't like it down there. It's no fun. And Peter, at this time, buddy, he lost that faith in Jesus Christ. That trust and that belief, he lost it. He just walked away from it. He turned his back on it. And that can happen to anybody. These verses show you here. And they, you get your eyes off Jesus Christ, you're capable of anything happening to you.
Amen.
In Mark 14:67, it says, and when Jesus saw Peter warming himself, she looked, and when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, and thou also was with Jesus of Nazareth. In verse 68, it says, but he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out and into the porch, and the cock crew. There he denied him. He just plain out told a lie. He said, I do not even know what you're talking about. You don't even make sense to me. What are you talking about? I don't know this man. And it says, and the maid saw him in verse 69 again and began to say to them that stood by, this is one of them. It's one of them. Can people tell that you're one of them, one that loves Jesus Christ by your tone, by the way you speak, by the way you talk? Can they tell that you're one of His, one of His children? Can they tell by the way you act that you're one of His children? Can they come up? Can they say, I can tell. He was with them. I saw Him with them. I hope somebody can say that about me. I know he's with him. I've seen him with him. I've seen him declare the gospel before. In verse 7, he said, and he denied again that stood by, said again to Peter, surely, he said, surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thitherto. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom ye speak. And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to the man the word that Jesus said unto him, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. He turned and deliberately turned his back on the Lord Jesus Christ and denied Him. And he just told the Lord, I'd never deny you. I'd always stand with you. I'm not going to deny you. And then what did he do? He turned around and denied Him.
Amen.
Denied Him. And then people know that he was with him because they could tell. Can they tell you when at your job or wherever you at? Can they tell that you're part of the family of God? Can they tell that you're a child of God wherever you might be? I tell you, this day and time, we're hard pressed to find people who will stand on their job and live for the Lord like they should and not turn their back on God, on their jobs or wherever they might go, in the marketplace or wherever you might go buy your groceries. You'll be standing and talking about Jesus and always ready and willing to say something for the Lord.
Amen.
A lot of people in this day and time don't believe in saying nothing for the Lord. They say, well, you're supposed to do that in church. They told me when I worked in the mill to hang your religion up on the back wall and don't bring it in the church, in the workplace.
Yep.
That's what they told me. I'm sorry. I don't have religion to start with.
Amen.
Amen. I got salvation, thank God. I can't hang mine up like a coat on the back door. Where I go, it goes with me. Jesus Christ is inside of me. I am the temple of God, and He is with me.
Right.
I can't hang it up. Where I go, he goes. And then we see here the fall of Peter. Old Peter fell, and he fell hard, buddy. And he got into the bottom of the barrel. And I'll tell you what, it's rough down there in the bottom when you're scrubbing around in the mud pile and all the trash and the dirt. I tell you, one of the filthiest things that I used to have to do, I worked in the mill. I was a loom fixer. And them weavers and stuff, they'd be chewing their tobacco, and them looms are going back and forth. They'd just spit down in there in the cotton and all that stuff. And they would spit that old wad of tobacco out down there. And they'd throw trash. And then I'd have to climb underneath that thing and work on it. My goodness, that was nasty. I tell you what, you get down in the bottom of the barrel, and you're down with all that nasty gunk down there. And I'm telling you, rubbing around with the people of the world and with the people of Satan, I'm glad you go to the bottom of the barrel, but you can come back again to the top. You ain't got to stay down there in the bottom. But old Peter, I mean, he didn't just fall. You know, you just don't, just most times, you just don't fall out just like that. You kind of creep out.
Right.
You just ease out. Some steps here that Peter took when he failed. He was conceited. I tell you, he said, Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall offend thee, be offended because of thee, yet I will never be offended. He was conceited. He thought, man, I ain't no way. I'm going to turn my back on God. Look at me now. I got the power of God on me. I read my Bible every day, and I pray 3 or 4 times a day, and I got the power of God. But yet, what did he do? He walked with the Lord Jesus Christ, and yet he turned his back on him and walked away.
Right.
There's none of us walked with the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, I've never prayed with him. You've never got down and prayed with the Lord Jesus Christ standing beside of you or in a huddle. You never got up and put your arm around him. But I tell you, here old Peter did them things. But yet Peter, he got out of the will of God and turned his back on the Lord, and he just lost it all, and he just walked away from God.
Amen.
And I pray tonight that we don't walk away from God. And then he was at ease. He was at ease. It said in verse 26, 40, it said, and he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, all them disciples, he said unto Peter, he said, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? He told old Peter that. Peter was at ease with the Lord, so he just laid down. He just went to sleep. He just laid his head down and went to sleep. And I tell you what, when Jesus come back, could you not pray, watch with me 1 hour? And he turned his back on the Lord. I'm telling you, how many times do you turn your back on God? I was in there studying this message, and I was in there, and preacher, I was so tired, and I was sitting there studying and reading. Next thing I know, I woke up, my head laying in my Bible. I mean, you just get so eased, and you're tired, wore out, and you just think, well, the Lord will be with you, you know. But I'm telling you, God is expecting you to do something, to get up on your own 2 feet and walk the walk and talk the talk, that you act like you're a man of God or a woman of God. Be that what you are. Quit this pretending stuff and this playing stuff, and get up and live for God and be a child of God. But he was at ease. And Peter, that was a step where he just went. And then the rashness of him. I'm telling you, old Peter, you know, I tell you what, man. They come in here and I'll fight, you know. They ain't taking my Bible away. I tell you what, if they come in this church, the police filled this place and wanted your Bible, how many of you would give it up? And, you know, I ain't going to say I wouldn't or would. I don't, because I probably, more than likely, you'd probably hand it right over because you're afraid. That rashness inside of you. Old Peter reared back, took a sword out, and whacked that guy's ear off. To cut his ear off. You know, I wonder, often wonder, how did he keep from cutting the whole side of his head off? Boy, he was a good slicer, wasn't he? He just sliced that ear right off. And I tell you what, but he was all bad, you know, when he done that. But then when they come up there and they say, well, we saw you with... Well, he didn't proclaim that. He denied that. He was ready to fight then, but then when it come down to the very time, the very moment for it to take place, for it to stand for Jesus, he didn't stand. He backed off. He turned and went away from the Lord. So Peter, I tell you, you can brag and you can say what you're going to do, but you don't know what you're going to do till the time comes up and smacks you in the face.
Amen.
When that time comes up and you stand before men and they asking you, what about this Lord Jesus? Who? What about Him? And they proclaiming Allah to you or whatever. And are you going to stand and proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you going to stand and listen to their mess? I tell you, we need some people to stand this day and time. We need churches, church people, little children like this to stand up and sing. They're going to use their Bible for a roadmap. That's the only book we got, and it is our roadmap.
Amen.
It's the only way to heaven. That's the only way to the Lord. You want to talk to the Lord? You want to hear from Him? Get this book and get in it.
Amen.
You hear from the Lord Jesus Christ. But he was in Eve, buddy, I'll tell you. And he was a rash, and he just reared back, whacked his ear off. And you read over there, you know, I wonder, it don't say the Lord picked the ear up. Did the Lord just touch him and heal him, or did the Lord pick the ear up? It don't matter, he healed him. Either way, it wasn't nothing for him to grow a new ear. It wasn't nothing for him just sticking on and it's come back and just stay there. There's a ear. Amen. Can you imagine that? Amen. And Peter saw all this. He saw all these miracles and all these things happen. But yet then he turned his back and walked away from God and denied Him and cursed Him. And I tell you what, we don't need to proclaim how a great Christian we are, or how great I am. That's what a good witness for the Lord than I am, when you can't even take time and read your Bible for 30 minutes. And you can't even take time to pray for 10 minutes. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We're pitiful. We as children of God have got so lax and got so ease, and we walked away from God in the way our daily lives are for the Lord, and we don't stand for nothing anymore. Them old time Christians, them old time preachers, man, they preached the Word of God, and they had a prayer life, and they had a Bible time, and they knew what they were talking about when they could talk about a sweet hour of prayer. Might never make it to an hour. I'd fall asleep. I just would. Now, I can stay awake all the time. You sit there and watch that stupid TV hour after hour after hour. And then you go to praying or reading your Bible and you fall asleep. That's what the flesh does. You feed that flesh, buddy, and that flesh likes it. And it gets in there and watching that TV. It doesn't bother one bit. It eats that up. But then you go try to pray or read your Bible and you'll fall asleep. That flesh don't want you to get in there and learn nothing from the Word of God. He don't want you to have the power of God on him. He don't want you to be able to come up and somebody sick and you pray over them and God heal them. He don't want you to have that kind of power. He don't want you to be able to go into the house of God and people say, well, there's something different about that guy. Or go down there. Many times I know you go somewhere and somebody says, are you a preacher? I mean, just by the way, they don't know that you are, but there's something inside them, by looking at you, tells them there's something different. Even though you're a child of God or a Christian, I can look at you and you can say there's something different about that man or that woman.
Sure.
And that's the same way if you're not lost too. You can tell a tree by the fruit it bears. And I'm telling you what, if you're not saved, people know that you're not saved. Why? By the way you talk. Peter here was trying to deceive them. He was trying to show them, I wasn't with Jesus Christ. No, I wasn't with him. He started cussing and saying all kinds of stuff, trying to fool them, you know. But they done seen him, and they done know that he stood with God, and they know that he had walked with Jesus. Boy, I hope they know I walked with Jesus. And then you see here, he followed him afar off. It says in Matthew 26:58, Peter followed him afar off. Afar off. He walked way back by. He didn't want to get too close so he'd be associated with them. He didn't want to be associated with Jesus because he knew people had seen him. He done had people say that they seen him with them. The maids, I know Jews with him, saw him with him. So he walked afar off. I'm afraid many people are walking afar off today. They're walking afar off because they're ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're ashamed of the things that of going to church and being raised in the house of God. My goodness, you better be glad. If you're raised in the house of God and your mother and father took you to church and taught you the Word of God, you better be thank God for it.
Amen.
I'm glad today that I can say I take my children ever since they were born and kept them in church, thank God. People today don't want to go to church. They get out here to all this fundamental mess stuff, junk going on, all this. It makes me mad. You go down there and they sing all this singing and come down here, we got a divorce center, come down here, we got all that new mess singing and stuff. They want you to come get in all that worldly stuff, get in all that stuff, the world. You don't think about Jesus Christ and you just kind of forget about the power and you deny Jesus. There's nothing to deny him, you know. That's what the devil wants. The devil wants people who won't stand for nothing. And then his evil association, he got around all them law. He was around all them wicked people and warming himself by the fire with them. He had that evil association. He got around them and he's just easing out the back door, getting away from the Lord. I'm telling you, when you start getting out of the will of God, you start falling back. You just don't do it all at once. You ease back. You go from the front to the back of the church. And then you're out the door. You got to take and make yourself be on fire for God. You got to make yourself get in the house of God and read your Bible. You got to make yourself. In this day and time, there's so much pleasure in earth worldly things to do. You can just get out and have a ball, go play, do whatever you want to do. I tell you what, but I tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He died on the cross for you. He died for Peter here. And old Peter had an open denial in John 18:25. And Peter stood and warmed himself. And they said therefore unto him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? And he denied it and said, I am not. I am not one of his disciples. I believe he got mad. Look, I believe he got mad. He said, I'm not one of his disciples. Now, I done told you, I'm not one of them. That's a bad state to be in, to get that bad shape. And then the blaspheme, that just took him right out the back door. He denied it again. And a little after that, they that stood by him said again to Peter, surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereunto. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom ye speak. He blasphemed God, cussed, just cursed God. No doubt used God's name in vain, probably just cursed. Don't that just make you shiver when you're around people that take God's name in vain? It just makes me shiver. I think, my goodness, why don't you wash your mouth out? And I told a guy that one time, I said, you need to take soap and wash your mouth out. And he said, well, why don't you come do it? That's what he told me when I was a young, just got saved. I bet you, like the preacher says, you all zealous and everything. Needless to say, I didn't go wash his mouth out. But I wanted to. But he sweared here. And then, And then, getting down to the bottom of the barrel, he turned and went to his old ways. He went to do the old things that he did before he walked with Jesus. What'd he do? He went fishing. He got out and went fishing, went out in the boat, Justin went out there and got in the boat naked. And he's out there fishing, going around fishing, didn't catch nothing. And then what happened? The Lord comes up down there and he said, have you any meat? Amen. He comes up there and he knowed it was the Lord. And he had enough of sense to grab him a coat and jumped out of the boat and swam to Jesus. You can always get things right when you swim to Jesus. Don't return to the old ways of your life, but go to Jesus. Go forward. Don't go backward. Don't go to the bottom. Go to the top.
Yes.
walk on the top, don't walk on the bottom. I mean, oh, Peter here, I mean, he was closer than anybody around here, anybody that I've ever seen. When he jumped out of that boat, buddy, he was on for... You couldn't stop him. That waves couldn't hold him back. He swam, buddy. He just took off and he was getting it across that water. Why? Because he wanted to get his heart right with God. Is your heart right tonight? Do you know the Jesus as your Savior? And then Peter asked for forgiveness. He began to curse and swear. And he said, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus and said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. It don't say in here, at least I couldn't find it where it says, and he asked the Lord to forgive him. It says he wept bitterly. God knew his heart. The Lord Jesus knew his heart. When that night, when I come down and fell down at the altar, and I was crying to God, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. I'm glad he knew the very intents of my heart, and he knew what I wanted, and he knew what Peter wanted. And he come down, and Peter got his heart right with God. And God saved my soul 40-some years ago. Amen. Amen. He does it. He does it once and for all. I said, just once. You don't got to be saved 25 times. Good news. One time you get saved, you're saved forever. Amen. There's no getting out of it. And Peter here, he said, it says in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of the Lord is quick and powerful. That was the word of the Lord that pricked his heart when the Lord cried out to him. And it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divine and asunder of the soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. He knows your heart. He knows where you're easing out the back door. He knows if you're sliding back. He knows if you're not as close today as you was yesterday. God knows your heart. And people around you can see you by the life you live. And they say, well, what's wrong with them? They was coming to church and they prayed all the time and they taught their kids, and now they don't even come no more. If they hear once a month or once every couple of weeks, you say you're praying. No, I'm preaching. I'm telling you what, you need to be in the house of God. I'm telling you why. Where's the power of the fire that was in your soul? Where is it at? Is it just smoking now? Or is the fire just flickering? Have you just got a little embry? There's still a fire there. Why don't you get back right with God and get the fire flaming? Amen. You little kids get saved, and it's a bad time. They get saved. You need to be in church. Keep them in church. That's where the power, that's where they're going to grow. That's when they come. It says when they're old, they won't depart from it. When they're old, you raise them in the house of God. And they get saved when the time comes. And you keep them in the house of God. And you just fill their mind, saturate it with God's Word. And then when they're old, they ain't going to depart from it.
That's right.
They'll be in the house of God. I tell you, this day and time is something else. And then here old Peter gets back to the top of the barrel. He gets back to the top. He's to the bottom and back. Thank God, I've been that way before. I've been down to the bottom before. God, I had the will of God. And I tell you what, I got down and scraped the bottom. But what, God didn't leave me sitting there. The Lord didn't leave me there. He come by and picked me up and raised me back up to the top. Thank God, I'm glad. I got a God that's faithful. I got a God that's standing by me. The Lord Jesus Christ won't take you down a road and just walk off and leave you. He stays with you. Amen. He had revival in his soul. Oh, Peter had revival. In Acts 2:3, we see here that day of Pentecost, he was fully come, and they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there come a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them clothes of tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. And the the Spirit and gave them utterance. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words." He stood with the power of God on him, and he wasn't cowardly back then. He stood with the power, and he was strong and courageous in the Lord. He wasn't like a little coward stepping back in the back and turning his back on the Lord. And that's what happens when you get at the power of God. And you get back to the top. I got this little thing right here I want to read. I was reading in a book and I read this. It came out of Acts 2. It says, Peter's sermon shows that he was thoroughly recovered from his fall. It showed he was thoroughly recovered from his fall and thoroughly restored to the divine favor. For he who had denied Christ now boldly confessed him. His account of the miraculous pouring forth of the Spirit was designed to awaken the hearers to embrace the faith of Christ and to join themselves to His church. It was a fulfilling of the Scripture and the fruit of Christ's resurrection and ascension and a proof of both. Though Peter was filled with the Holy Ghost and spake with tongues as the Spirit gave him utterance, yet he did not think and to set aside. He didn't set aside the Scriptures. He didn't think this. He didn't do nothing of the kind. He stayed with the Scriptures, with the Word of God. I tell you, he might have denied and he might have got down and he might have cursed and cursed God. You might have cursed God and you're saved. You say you're saved. And you might be walking in them shoes today. I don't know. But I tell you what, it's not hard to start getting out of the will of God. Missing church here, missing church there. One, two, three, and then next four, five. Then you don't even want to come anymore. You say, no, surely you don't get that way. Well, yeah, you do. You'd rather stay in the bed, lay in the bed, than get up and come to the house of God. You'd rather watch that TV. Oh, there's a movie coming on tonight I want to watch. Or you'd rather go in there and just do anything besides come to church. You've let yourself get lax on God. You need to come from the bottom and get up on top. Come back up to the top and walk with the Lord. In these last days, Jesus Christ is coming back. And if you don't get your heart fired up, you're going to be outside the church. You're not going to be with the church when Jesus is in there with the power and glory of God. You're going to be sitting at home when you should be in the house of God. It's going to be a sad time when you stand before the Lord and you got to give an account of how you lived your life. I tell you what, I want to be one who I want to stand for the Lord. Sure, you can get out of the will of God. Sure, you can get out here and do things you shouldn't. But surely you can get back with the Lord. The Lord's got His arms raised out for you. He said, come unto me. He says, I'm not going to cast you out. He says, come. All you got to do is come down to the Lord. Cry out unto God and ask Him for forgiveness. Where's the forgiveness? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. On every head bowed, every eye closed. I want to ask you tonight.